It's Champlain Valley Game Night here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. And here at Champlain Valley Game Night, we always do our best to bring you local stories. Again, that's why we talk to Norwich, Castleton, Plattsburgh, the Lake Monsters, whatever we can, UVM, local, because we know that you care about it. And here we've got a great story to tell you. In studio right now, we have representing St. Michael's College men's hockey. We have seniors Justin McKenzie and Danny Divis. Danny, a captain, had 4 points this weekend. Justin, an assistant captain. Again, both seniors. They've got a great story off the ice we're going to bring you in a minute. But let's go on the ice, guys. First off, welcome. Second off, you guys had a great weekend this past weekend. A 4-2 win over Babson, a 5-5 tie against UMass Boston. And Babson, 12th in the country, UMass Boston, 8th. Pretty good weekend there for the Purple Knights, huh, Justin?
Yeah, it was an awesome weekend for us. We haven't beat Babson in our 4 years here, so it's something definitely very special for us.
Danny, what was the key? How did you guys get these? I guess some people put them upsets in quotes, but how did you guys get these win, you know, this win and this tie?
I think it was all mental for this team. A lot of it is usually with hockey. We have the skill. We have the talent. It's really just believing that we can do it, and we believed it from the start this weekend, and I think that really changed everything. We finally got the wins against them.
All right, Danny, let's get the elephant in the room out of the way, because this is the thing that's always been confusing to me, so let's break it down for the listeners. St. Michael's College, a Division II school. You play in a Division III hockey league, but at the end of the season, you're not eligible to play in the D3 hockey playoffs. You do play in the D2 playoffs, but there's only a small number of teams, so that's why you have to play a D3 schedule. How hard is it for you to even tell people what level you're playing at, and which games are league games and non-league games, and which ones matter and which ones don't?
It's really interesting. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people look for the ones that we play in D3 because there's just national rankings, and Division III is much more well-known than Division II. We kind of just play every game like they're the same. You know, we can't compete for the playoffs, but it's fun to beat these teams because it matters for them more than anything. So it's kind of hard with telling people about them, but we just go out and play every night like it's the same thing.
St. Michael's senior hockey players Justin McKenzie and Danny Divis here on Champlain Valley Game Night in studio on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. We go up until 6:30 because we've got Bruins hockey. They're taking on the Florida Panthers, that game at home in Boston. And Justin, again, on that same point, because you guys are D2 but playing at a D3 league, can you guys give scholarships? Because most D2 schools do give scholarships for sports, but are you able to since you're playing D3?
Well, it's funny. Actually, I take a sports psych class. We talk about this a lot. Since we compete in the Division III league, the rule was made against us that the hockey teams can't get offered scholarships because it would be unfair to the teams that compete in D2 and D3.
So at the end of the season, how many teams are left? How many D2 teams are there? It's only like 8 or something, 6 to 8, right?
Yeah, it's 6. You start off automatically in a Frozen Four, pretty much.
So there is a national championship at Division II. So, Danny, some people look at your schedule and say, well, most of the games don't matter because the only thing that matters is the end-of-the-year tournament, which you get to anyways. So when you're playing games, how do you guys handle it? Is your coach constantly tinkering with line combinations and rotating out goaltenders and experimenting to try to get the formula right for the championship at the end? Or are you still taking it game by game, as you said earlier?
I wouldn't say that. I think that it's just fun to be able to take games from these teams. I think a coach says that a lot. You know, we don't have anything to lose against those teams. But at the same time, you know, it's personal pride, too. We're athletes. We're competing. No one wants to lose any game on any given day. So we kind of take them all the same way. A coach doesn't really mess with it that way, though, just for that reason, because we still want to have pride in ourselves as well.
We've got St. Michael's College senior hockey players Justin McKenzie and Danny Divis. Danny Divis, the captain. He had 4 points this past weekend. Justin McKenzie, an assistant captain. Both are seniors. Justin, neither one of you guys are from this area. Justin, you're from Philadelphia. What brought you to Vermont? Was it academics? Was it solely hockey? Was it the nature? What brought you here?
Well, academics and athletics really, truthfully, definitely drove it. I wouldn't have really looked at St. Mike's were it not for athletics, but I really liked the New England small school feel, and it worked out with hockey, and I made the decision to come up here.
Danny, how about you?
Yeah, same thing. I was playing juniors in Minnesota, and I wanted to come back to the East Coast, so I looked at some schools over here, and St. Mike's was the best fit. I didn't want to play out in the Midwest for 4 years, being 20 hours away from home.
Now, did you guys go the traditional route, play juniors, so you came in as 20-year-old freshmen, and you're leaving as 23, 24, 25-year-old seniors?
I did. I did a like post-grad year at prep school, and then I did 2 years of juniors. So I came in at a ripe age of 21 as a freshman, kind of living the dream and absolutely love it.
Yeah, I played at a Catholic high school and then took 1 year off. My mom's an English teacher in high school, so that was kind of a hard thing to influence her on, so she gave me 1 year juniors. Then I came up here.
What's weird? What's the weirder dynamic, coming into college as a 21-year-old freshman or leaving as a 24, 25-year-old senior?
Well, you know, I'll let you know in a couple months on that one. Hopefully it's not too weird to be leaving at that age. I don't know.
I have to go back to the scheduling dynamic because it's so fascinating to me. When you guys are playing, who do you consider your rivals? Is it always just a D2 team that you know you'll see at the national tournament at the end of the year? Or do you consider D3 teams like a Babson, like a Norwich, your rival?
Well, I mean, in-state always means something to us, so Castleton's always a big team. But for us, it's also St. Anselm's because we play them in both D2 and D3. And it's also just the whole school is really rivals with them, so we kind of carry that over into hockey.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that, you know, games like Norwich, I don't think St. Mike's has ever beat Norwich. We're playing them this weekend. So we kind of consider them something like that. I don't know if they look at us the same way, but we always get really fired up for that game. So it's going to be exciting this weekend, too.
Champlain Valley Game Night here, 101.3 ESPN, 101.3 ESPN.com, talking in studio with Justin McKenzie and Danny Divis. They're members of the St. Michael's men's hockey team. A big weekend this past weekend for the Purple Knights. They beat Babson, number 12 nationally. They tie UMass Boston 5-5. And Danny had 4 points this weekend. But look, let's go off the ice, because that is where you guys are doing some very, very impressive work as well. You both started an organization called Hope Happens Here, which is a mental health awareness organization dealing mostly with college students, in particular student athletes. Danny, what exactly is this organization and how did it come about?
So this actually started over the summer of our junior year, heading into our junior year. Justin and I were on the way back from a trip to Boston to see some friends, and he's kind of started to spitball with the idea of having a mental health awareness game for reasons that he'll get into. And then our coach, our faculty athletic representative, and our athletic director at St. Mike's encouraged us to push it further. So Coach DeJulian, Dave Landers, and Chris Kenny all had a huge part in making this really happen. But Justin has the backstory to that a little bit more.
Yeah, I lost a good friend in 2015, a good friend from high school. He was a track and field athlete at UPenn, lost him to suicide. So we had the initial idea for the mental health awareness game, and like I said, we were spitballing more, and it's like, you know, why are kids feeling like this, and how can we help in any sort of way to make sure, you know, this never happens again?
So you guys are bringing, you know, mental health awareness to the light. Now you're going to have the mental health awareness game at St. Mike's, which is in January. What have you guys already done to help get your message out there? Because I know you've had a lot of events already in this, you know, this first semester of the school year.
Yeah, so it started off with an athletic identification. So we did a lot of awareness games with other sports teams. And then we started moving off into the community. We had a presentation at a high school, which is very powerful for us. We work with an organization called To Write Love in Our Arms. Dan and I have both supported it in the past, and we thought that would be a great fit to fundraise with them. So we're just constantly looking for ways to get involved and make a change.
Justin McKenzie and Danny Divis with us here on Champlain Valley Game Night at 101.3 ESPN and 101.3 ESPN.com. Not only great hockey players on the ice, but also great ambassadors off the ice for social issues like mental health awareness. They co-founded the organization Hope Happens Here. And Danny, what are the plans moving forward? You guys are about to graduate, so does that mean that you pass this cause on to other teammates and keep it at St. Mike's? Are you guys going to further the cause as you graduate and maybe you get more funds and age behind you? What's next?
As of right now, we don't really have a plan. We're kind of just the same thing we've always done, just kind of flying by the seat of our pants here, just hoping things work out. I know we have a couple kids that are interested in keeping it running at St. Mike's. That's obviously an awesome thing. But if we could expand to other schools, that would be awesome. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a mental health awareness campaign all over the place. So if we have other schools involved, that's the goal, just farther outreach.
Justin, this is obviously a cause that is important to you on a personal level. How do you balance everything between playing a very challenging and travel-driven hockey schedule, between academics, between going through being a senior and looking for jobs on the way out of St. Michael's? How do you handle it? Because obviously this is a big and important time commitment. So is it just you guys running it? Do you have parents backing you, behind you, helping behind the scenes? How are you guys making all this happen?
Well, the support from our school and community and families especially has been overwhelming. We kind of looked at each other at the end of last year. We were like, how did this even happen? Like, this has been unbelievable. I can tell you there's been a lot of late nights between the two of us, especially this year in our senior seminar classes. But, you know, we find a time. We'll use road trips to work together. Sometimes it'll just be like a simple meeting at night, trying to get our ducks in a line, saying, what can we do next? But we work with our student athlete advisory committee on campus. So they help us pull some strings, and we get some extra bodies to help us out along the way.
So January 28th, you guys said, is a mental health awareness game. So what are you looking for at that game? Are you looking for just fans to come into the arena? Are you putting on a presentation before or after the game at intermissions? Are you looking for donations? What is the plan at that mental health awareness game?
So obviously we'll be playing. We can't really do much there in terms of presenting. But we do have a table set up there. We'll have jerseys, I think, like special jerseys mm-hmm. for mental health awareness. And it's really like the mental health awareness games, there's fundraising activities, but really the message is just spreading the message, actually, just getting it out there in the awareness and the education. And that's why we have those games. We encourage people to come in and kind of learn a little bit about that as well.
St. Michael's College hockey players, both seniors, both captains. Danny Divis had 4 points this weekend. Justin McKenzie, an assistant captain, both founded Hope Happens here, a mental health organization, mental health awareness organization, dealing mostly with college student athletes. Good weekend on the ice as well, beating Babson and tying UMass Boston. Well, guys, look, best of luck the rest of the way on the ice. Best of luck in your endeavors off the ice as well, because this is certainly a cause I hope everyone can rally behind. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.